Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Start or sit. Add or drop.
So this is football. I like it.
Don't sleep on these sleepers.
Football rules.
Because right now, lead fantasy analyst for Bleacher Report, Matt Kemp, gives you the latest on fantasy football heading into the weekend.
Are you ready for some football?
On 97.3, The Fan.
We are all ready for some football, and no better guest to have on right now than Bleacher Report's own Matt Kemp. You can catch him on Twitter at TheMattKemp. Joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline is Matt Kemp. Matt, how you doing today, brother? Matt?
Hey, Matt.
Stuff that doesn't matter.
There he is.
Oh, there he is. All right. How you doing, Matt? Sorry.
See, I showed up. I promise. I'm here. You can't suspend me. I'm not throwing punches at you guys. I promise. I am here for week one. I made every effort to make it.
All right. So let's just get the elephant out of the room right now. If you drafted Antonio Brown, what do you do?
Well, I can tell you this. Report just came down from Ian Rappaport. The Raiders are not planning to have wide receiver Antonio Brown for week one. He says it's not clear if it's a suspension or stay merely inactive, but those are their plans. He will likely stay away from the team. I am literally updating my rankings as I'm talking to you guys. He is out. I have Tyrell Williams in the 36th area. Hunter Renfro, maybe get some looks. I do like Darren Waller. If you're already stuck, you need a sleeper. That tight end position is a mess after like the first seven or eight guys. Maybe in your DFS line, I'm looking for a cheap one. Darren Waller was getting some buzz. Forget Hard Knocks was getting it anyway. So he's somebody to look at. I have him at number 12. If you have Antonio Brown, you're in trouble, yeah, because I feel like this is going towards a divorce of some way. I don't know if that means that, you know, they go to the stuff in his contract that says they can cut him loose and all the money that he would be owed, but, man, everything sounds bad here. If you kind of got over the hump of the feet stuff and the helmet stuff and then was like, well, Keenan Allen's banged up and T.Y. Hilton just lost luck, all of a sudden Antonio Brown was like, well, he didn't take any hits. He looks okay now. That's out the window, unfortunately. So, I mean, looks like you can take him out of your lineup if you have to make that call before tonight's game. I would do that, but it's a mess. I can't say I'm shocked by things anymore, but it would be nice if we knew this a week ago.
Right? That's what I'm saying, one of the guys who drafted Antonio Brown.
Man, it's a tough situation. Matt Kemp, our all-time favorite from Bleacher Report, and the fantastic fantasy football guy. Matt, give me a couple of guys you think that might, this year, step up a little bit and be kind of star players. A couple guys you think might take a few steps back that used to be guys you could count on.
Yeah, I mean, for star players, I think Kerryon Johnson is going to make a jump this year. Could get off to a good start against Arizona this weekend. Matt Patricia looks like a big guy that wants to run the football. Doesn't he? Defensive guy, got the big beard going. I want to run the ball. He's going to do that this year. He's going to do it with Kerryon Johnson. And with no Theo Riddick there anymore, he'll get the catches as well. So I do like Kerryon Johnson. I wasn't that high on Damian Williams, and because I expected the Chiefs to add somebody. They added exactly who I thought they would, LeSean McCoy. So I felt like people were high on him. I wasn't quite as high. I'm also not quite as down on him as everybody else because I still think he'll be pretty good in PPR formats. I think Dalvin Cook bounces back in a big way. I understand that when you say Dalvin Cook's name, you automatically go back to the injuries of the first two seasons. But this is a team that made a coordinator change last year. They said, we want to run the football. I don't know if that makes a ton of sense when you have Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs and you paid them a lot of money. But that's what, once again, a defensive guy, Mike Zimmer, wants to do. So I think if Dalvin Cook stays healthy, I wouldn't even be surprised. I'll go this far. If he finished as the number one fantasy running back this year, and another guy who I think is set up for a bounce back, and I know you have to bring up injuries, but I love Carson Wentz. And everything here is set up for him to have an MVP, top three, fantasy-type season. I go back 2 years ago. I'm not even reaching that far back. Before he got hurt against the Rams in that big game in L.A., he was the number two quarterback that year before that injury. Now he has DeSean Jackson. He has Dallas Goedert. Obviously, you have Ertz and Jeffrey. And by the way, they didn't open the season with Jeffrey last year. They didn't even open the season with Carson Wentz last year. J.J. Arcega-Whiteside is also there. as a nice red zone option. This team is loaded. I love Miles Sanders. If you want a rookie who's going to step up, I think the Eagles are one of the big contenders. When in doubt, go after good teams. The Eagles are one of those teams. I love Carson Wentz this year.
Matt, what do you do with the Chargers running backs? Who do you think is going to get the bulk of the carries there?
It's funny you're saying that because I'm literally writing my sleeper article. I took a break for you guys, and yes, Austin Eckler is the guy. I would favor him, but I think especially this weekend, here is a preview. You guys get this first. Justin Jackson is on my sleepers for week number one because I think the Chargers will control that game against the Colts. By the way, I don't think Jacoby Brissett stinks. I think they'll be okay, but it's a tough first matchup for the Colts against this Charger defense. And I think Justin Jackson could be the one who gets carries in the fourth quarter. He's a solid flex. I think Eckler is probably a decent RB2. And then I don't know what's going to happen with Melvin Gordon. Does he sit out the whole year? You got to have that accrued season. I've had people say, like, should I trade for him on the cheap? And I said, you know, if it's the cheap, if it's maybe you drafted Duke Johnson a month ago as your fifth running back, and now you go, well, I don't know if he's going to be a fifth running back. He could be better than that, but I'm loaded up. Maybe you trade a guy like that, just take the shot on Gordon. But we don't know. With what happened with Le'Veon Bell last year, I assume nothing. Look what's going on with Antonio Brown now. But I favor Austin Eckler as a solid RB2, and I think Justin Jackson will have solid flex potential because the Chargers are a good team, and they should have leads or at least stay in game, so the carries will be there for both players.
Matt, I want to let you roll here and get back to work. Just real quick, tonight's game, Packers-Bears, people making last-second decisions here maybe before they put in their lineup. Who should they make sure they get in there tonight? Who maybe should they get out of there for tonight?
Well, I could tell you that Trey Burton is inactive tonight. Not exactly a surprise, so he'll be out. I have Aaron Rodgers only at number 11 for this week, so not very high there. I think Trubisky's got potential as a sleeper, as a second quarterback, as someone I think that's fairly cheap in DFS because the Packer defense doesn't scare me. I'm a little down on Rodgers. Really outside of Devontae Adams, I think I'm a little concerned there. I'm very interested in David Montgomery. I've said this. I don't doubt the talent at all. But I wonder, as Matt Nagy did a lot last year, do they spread the ball around a lot? And does it drive us nuts to time with David Montgomery? I think he's a solid flex. I think that's how you want to have him in your lineup with the hope that he eventually becomes a good RB2. So Mitch, as a decent streamer, still have Rodgers at 11, but I would lower expectations. Maybe you take a chance elsewhere in your lineup because you don't think you're going to have a top 5 week out of Rodgers. Like I said, Trey Burton's out, so if you have him in there, get him out. Maybe pick up the Raiders tight end Darren Waller. Shot up with Antonio Brown, according to Ian Rappaport, not with the team this week.
Coming full circle.
Matt Camp, one of fantasy's finest, I tell you, ladies and gentlemen. Bleacher Report, you can catch him at the Matt Camp. Matt, we appreciate your time, man, and we'll talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.